차대요래. 엔딜이야 베베. 남벌에게 상로리야. 아주들이 쉬아이.
Today is the second and last day of the teaching, so I would like to wish all of you who have come good morning.
드네. 다양한 도심의 티의 디즈만드는 차서말해 티 디즈만드는 차생이들 주민의 예대의 도심 티 디즈만드는 엔드네 가장 최 미림의 수야이
I need to read the text of the Torch of True Meaning, otherwise we will not finish the instructions on Vajrasattva. So I will now read the text and then we will continue the discussion of the visualization from yesterday.
Adilyam Da kazan shubina jire Da dele wisir chwe Dele wisir chwe tuyusum ki gyawa Seda jeba jayana dimbe 구조구도 용어로 쇼발에 디딥정에 소한다 토게앙고르 사변의 이식이 주지 법 구류 담지에 강 마셔 류비 주기 샤비에베 대원은 까딸랄라 법 장기 지원의 쇼 체력 통만 매번의 사비 탐지 냠자 쇼 디딥 담지에 두구당 술구다 술구 내 담지에 낙자 추슬 뇌엔 담지 신부진 진기 남바 뇌제 샤라다 제바 춘에 발마치와시 왕부고네 법이부간 대지 왕지 쓰기 쓰실 팀
Continuing from the about a third way of the way down page 48 Light radiates out from the home, inviting the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions and Three Times to dissolve into the home and mantra. Think that Vajrasattva becomes the combined essence of all the jewels. Supplicate him to purify your misdeeds and obscurations. Think that this causes wisdom nectar to flow from the seed syllable and mantra garland at his heart. It fills his entire body and, as if overflowing, descends in a white stream from the big toe of his right foot and enters you through the crown of your head. Like a river carrying away detritus, it flushes out through your orifices and pores all the misdeeds and obscurations you have accumulated from beginningless lifetimes, such as breakages and violations of samaya in the form of soot and sludge, all illnesses in the form of pus, blood, and lymph, and all dunes in the form of parasite and filth, along with your physical flesh and blood. These dissolve into the powerful golden earth.
Your
body is filled with pure wisdom nectar, and the excess overflows and touches Vajrasattva's foot. Visualize this extremely clearly again and again. As it is said, if you are distracted by something else, reciting for eons will bear no fruit. Thus, without even a moment's distraction, recite the 100-syllable and 6-syllable mantras at a moderate pace, clearly, correctly, and sonorously. At the end, join your palms and recite the words of the supplication and confession, protector out of ignorant delusion. Guru Vajrasattva is pleased and reassures you, saying, child of noble family, all of your misdeeds, obscurations, wrongs, and transgressions are purified from today onwards. He then melts into light and dissolves into you. Think that Vajrasattva's body, speech, and mind become inseparable from your own body, speech, and mind, and rest without reference point.
Lu yang ni chung, kam de ribase, nyam dot haltor yawas and jor sung.
If it is the end of the session, dedicate the merit. The signs of having purified misdeeds are explained in the texts. Some particular ones include your body becoming light and needing little sleep, experiencing good health and a clear mind, having some minor experiences in realization, and so forth.
That is a young man, Jangurum Segi, G, that Kasutosum, the Weshaw, and the G, Kodendrich, Masuare.
Following this, Jamgon Kontrol discusses the general subject of confessing the misdeeds and the Vajrasattva practice.
The Kodene, Chiridiba, Bangu, Gavar Drubu, Di Bala, Sisi, and Siena, Dombana, Jobasang, Yazi, Tesola, Yichan, and Lanes, Chavati, Kombe, Tuning, Yabai, Legidi, Kangi, Yiro, Gui, Tuna, Chung, and Dributuna, Pesi, Dibin, Dibu, Yasona, Gavin, Dibu, Dendrososujo, Rangi, Chevele, Chumisa, Mazebe, Leather, Mite, Tayang, Deshashi, and Timusu, Yugunelambe, Le, Lunga, Unusu, Tony, Yigi, Tumbani, Le Lunga, the Musu Tony, Yigi, Tumbani, Yigile, Musu Namgut, Musu Matemba, Yigile, Musu Namgut Tumbani, Lunga, Le, the Le Tamjig, Yindrogavis, Chigedo, Chigan, Napur, Joyce, Yini, Tugizawai, Shesung, the Bele Tela, Tamenga, Tedanyanga, Migu, Chishi, Logedo, Tabasota, Tombasunda gave me, Nidung. Tombasunda gave me, Nidung. Rangi Giba, the Siena Chechuva, Chevala Jesu Yiran, Tebajevaso, Dona Rarinamgi, Misi, Misorwa, Kewa Tome, Sabe, Digdon, Ju, Zamre, Kurdu Kuru, Ting, Tada Lunga, Yisum, the Samju, Churze, Pesit, Tusum, Konewang, Digdip Kanu, the Sabai, Gang Rendu. Ti, 동해다 바도로야 취습시 치외워도야 딜레 친진 충성다 튀비 내송송기 동해 퇴차라 유리원유 용 남식 토리수 깨나야 세통 세통원 내마원 니메도 자교다원 유라 러니에다 니죽소 중
As for the meaning of the practice, we must give up wrongdoing and accomplish virtue. Only the perfect Buddha knew correctly what to abandon and what to adopt and advised others about it. Believing his words and putting them into practice is internalizing their essential meaning. Whether an action is virtuous or a misdeed, even if it is small at the time of its cause, its effect increases greatly at the time of the result. The results of misdeeds manifest as the lower realms and the results of virtues as the higher realms. The actions you have done will not go to waste and you will not experience karma you have not committed. Actions that are motivated by desire, aversion, or ignorance but not actually physically or verbally expressed are mental actions. Those actually expressed are actions of body and speech. The mind must precede all actions, so it is said. Because it makes the world go dark, the mind is the root of poison. Misdeeds include the five heinous deeds, the five near heinous deeds, the 10 non-virtues, the 4 weighty actions, the 8 perversions, and so forth, along with downfalls that are violations of the 3 types of vows, whether you have done them yourself, encouraged others to do them, or rejoiced at and praised them. In brief, we carry the burden of a mountain of misdeeds and downfalls that we do not know about or feel, but have accumulated in beginningless lifetimes. On top of that, almost all our present intentions and actions of body, speech, and mind just heap on additional misdeeds and obscurations, due solely to the 3 poisons. Because of these wrongs, we are cursed and slandered by the gods and humans in this life. Things often go wrong or don't work out. Our guardian deities forsake us, and duns and obstructive spirits take advantage of this. We are thrust into the ranks of the wretched. Our misdeeds cast a shadow on everything, and we are connected to, bringing bad luck. We have various bad dreams and are unhappy. Fatal accidents and severe mortal illnesses occur. At the time of death, there is intense agony, fear, and suffering, and there is intense confusion in the bardo. And after death, we will experience for a long time the agonizing suffering of the 3 lower realms in accord with the severity of our wrongdoing. Even if at some point we are born in the high realms, we will have short lives and ill health. Though you are innocent, enemies and lawsuits will appear, and there will be crop failures, epidemics, and war in your country.
Gudhungi jibu, digbala gashi. Dunghe gumishe rupi. Mija kame rana penye bashi ina digba cha gume. Tene ma indi. Yana jandunye yong. Yana norlong junye da. Yana togu so gichri yin. Tene mi chizam zomya. Ran chive tse penpa dindu zomya me. Nyenda long ju. Puchung masu da jime. Se kamji ke lu gan hewa me ran chi bur ngen son do kyan be ti ba che ze gen je bu du nge de she la go sha che sa me ran kho ne yong gi da nyen de gyu wa da ni da nyen de gyu wa da ni de ru gyu wa ya chi me bi ti ba che pe ba de du gi sin duen gi nyo len ji mi shi ba chen bu yin do gi ta nga ni mi na ji gi ma chen ba di Manye mache sawa shi kya majung. Tani lyuso namchi cha mebe. Dikwa jiong langgab kya iyo na. Chungse kya jie lang majung wa chi shor zi. Nga lang nye son dunghe jinda shi wuna xie so. Rangga rangla chen de duk mi tsu lo ma dewa ra gong go.
As the causally compatible result, you will enjoy wickedness and your suffering will increase unceasingly. It is not so that you must do wrongs that are unavoidable and will definitely benefit you, whether for the sake of subduing enemies or protecting friends, for the sake of wealth, possessions, or reputation, or for the sake of food, clothing, and so forth. No matter how much you have, those will not benefit you even a sesame seed's worth at the time of death. Forget about reputation, possessions, children, spouses, and so forth. You will be powerless to take with you even a single morsel of food or a set of clothes. Alone you will wander to the lower realms. At that time there will be no one with whom you can share the suffering that results from your misdeeds. You alone will experience it. It is not hard for an enemy to change into a friend or a friend into an enemy. So daring to commit wrongs is to be caught by the Maras and crazed by Djinns. It is great stupidity and ignorance. But up to now, we have not recalled even a single drawback and had never said, I can't let myself do this. I shall not. Think to yourself, I could die at any time. Will I even have time to purify my misdeeds? If I die without purifying any of them, what suffering will occur to me in the lower realms, and so forth? Drive yourself to blame. You must drive yourself to shame. You must meditate until you cannot sit still and are disconsolate.
다 더즈 젠다다메로 딱 가장 미림 최슈이
That is enough for now. We will continue with the visualization.
다드네 가자디 외즈르드 가르즈웨 외즈르드르체 튜니 지즈디 휘스마레 다디 제리아 도지스메게다 셰샤 용스조바 든데지 게아이
Yesterday, we discussed how the light radiates and performs the two benefits. Following this, there is the discussion of the complete visualization of Vajrasattva.
Lamada Nizumebe, Rangi, Raji Zaya Lamada Nizumebe, Baldo Zisema, Gigulia, Jongri Gabe.
After the light radiates out and then is then comes back, it is reabsorbed into the Vajra and the Hum, and the Vajra and Hum are transformed into Vajrasattva. Who is inseparable from your root guru.
Nge gata shubin na sin gi. Gyudi goma tesuli ya wedu shua de mes de ji ke ba ka ji su gu wedu shu we wan da dam yin do ji hong da ja ba da mo wedu wesir gi kumbu ri ji ri kyur sa wedu wesir gi kumbu ri kyur ne ane la de ni ti ni la ma do ji sin be gi na ba kyur sa sam ri ji gong gor ba You know, Cup Dilia, you should maybe want to Tamayina. And eh, Doji Hunda Jeva de Temata do Lama Dojisimbek number of her Kuanoji, Yavachakus.
I mentioned yesterday how in the lower classes of Tantra there is not the tradition of visualizing the implements melting into light. If you visualize the melting into light, then the Vajra and Hum would melt into a sphere of light, and that sphere of light would then become Vajrasattva. But here, there is no such melting into light. Instead, the Vajra and the Hum immediately transform into Vajrasattva.
Gizigi Lama Dojisim Kurgiyaruji. Gizigi Susugi Semolia, Lama Dojisim Kui Namba Chazaru Chartuba Yimina, and Digi Kocher Jiminji Karsure, Majogi, Sigri Nalole, Energy Karra. Rangaji would be the Ding Lama Dojisim again, the suggestion Yabet Yimbe Tribuns in Yirun Shoes, Sigri Ma. Dungo being a basket, a man, even a let humble beggar, long only a Kijigi, 잉올라 드네 차상아 지 조버 차르토미야 인자 디 윤젠데네 에네 림기지 센다고 봐 대한 계속입니다.
And so here it can become Vajrasattva in an instant. And so if it is possible for you to, for Vajrasattva to instantly appear in his full form immediately, then that is best. And in that case, it is not necessary to meditate as it is described in the actual text in the Nundra where it says, on a lotus and moon there appears Vajrasattva with one face and two hands and so forth. It is not, in that case, that serves, visualizing him instantaneously serves and is enough, and it is not necessary to recite the words. However, for beginners it can be difficult to generate the entire visualization in a single instant, and so for them then it is important to do it gradually.
다드네 데르 도지스마 대야 군도 까르보 시지 청이 예 도지 쩨가바다 유엔라드네 카르스레 에 예라 도지 쩨가바 유엔라지 무거르기 티분지마 다드지세다
And so we visualize Vajrasattva as being white in color with one face and two arms, holding a five-pronged vajra in his right hand and a white silver bell in his left.
Deyang gundo karpo gomgewe gyunzen de digdip jongwe dindri la dene karjur bena nga zhu jigi pa zangma che zangwa da che ba dang thakwa da che ba dindri ki dindri la gongwa gundo karpo che
The reason for visualizing him as white is as the interdependent connection for purifying our misdeeds and obscurations. The meaning is that it symbolized the cleanliness and the purity. To symbolize means and wisdom, he is holding the vajra and bell.
Shab ye yang yuan gong simbi jirung yishuwa.
His right leg is extended and his left is bent in the posture of a sattva.
Di sembe girung de ya ye gyang yong gom de xiao ye gyang yong gom yun du ye gyang yong gom shi shu yun du san ne xiao ye we ge te bong de rang ge ji zu gi da de de ji zu gi da bu ge de le ya xiao ye we te bong de ji zu gi bu ge le ri wa de ne ji gong gu yu san ne
And so when we visualize him with his right leg extended and his left leg bent, then the big toe on, you should visualize that the big toe on his right foot touches you and the crown of your head in the fontanelle. If you visualize it in this way, then it will be easier to visualize the nectar flowing into your body. Most paintings and depictions of Vajrasattva show him sitting in the Vajra posture. There are very few that show him sitting with his right leg extended and his left bent.
Tibre tandung tele yazrubji chitwarubji cheje ne milishda temanu che ne bejare.
So we had one, we painted one, and I had the hope that maybe I would be able to paint a better one, and so I haven't shown it to anyone.
When I said Tari, Jumudin, I was very tiny, did you muscle? That gave us came to.
I thought it would be good to have that painting this year, but we don't have it, so it's not a problem. His hair is bound in a top knot. This means the locks of his hair are bound in a knot on the top of his head, and then the remaining hair flows down over his back. It covers his upper back. He is also wearing various jeweled ornaments and robes. There are many different details of the visualization, but it is not necessary to explain them all now. And so, what is the tantra that this form of Vajrasattva, with this sort of face and appearance, what is the tantra that this comes from?
Tadi nanjur gu shiyu nanjur gu tini dubasa adi nanjur gu jare nanjur gu jare tadi nalar sunharis tene tad densho ta. This form of Vajrasattva is taught
In the compilation of Thusness, which is a yoga tantra, and it is also taught in the Sambhuta Tantra, that is an explanatory tantra about Chakrasamvara and Hevajra. Likewise, there is an Indian Mahasiddha, you could say, or perhaps a scholar named Jambal Drakpa, and he wrote about this in his treatise, in his text called the Secret Ornament of the Essence. Within that treatise, it describes this form of Vajrasattva with the same color, face, and number of arms, and so forth. Likewise, in the Tanjutra, there is another text written by an Indian guru whose name I have forgotten. There's a sadhana for Vajrasattva with the same form, the same number of faces and arms and so forth, as we meditate upon in the Ngundra, in the preliminary practices. And so for that reason, if someone were to challenge you and say, what is the source in the Indian texts? What is the source of that? This Vajrasattva that we meditate upon? I think we have something that we can show them. Otherwise, there are often many different forms of often we visualize Vajrasattva with a consort. And I think I think it is important that we can show that there is a source in the Indian texts for this for the solitary male figure.
Jambe thaba sa de yang ra bin de jambe thaba sa de ji dang gi ding gyu gu chue le ya zhe dong gi nam xie sang a ge da zuo da la me de wa la me gi zhe dong gi nam xie mang wo zhi ya zhe dong gi number shebam zhe dong gi dishe mang wo shu ji on de ya re de yin na ti na ne ji jambe cha wo de de ge xie de bi ce man ru ji de ya ru ji zhe zang ga ma ba zheng zhong duo ji gi tam zi ge zu sa ji xiong ji ya de zuo de sang a tam zi de su zhe zhe dong le suo be sang a la me ge zhe dong de de su tam zi ge zu wo de di tam zi ge zu de mang xie de ti na song de ya nam xia mang xie de ba bin jiang bei chao de ri ri ni de ma de ri ri ni de ji ma da be en mang xie de ba bin jiang bei chao bian ze be zhe dong ge nam xie de la gong ju wan ze ba li zhe le da ne xin ge jie ren bu qie ge da zhe dong ge nam xie ya le de ge de ti zhu na le jiang bei chao de zha xi bu zhe meng yu zhe le de ne sa jie be ji zhun hong man nam ye nan ze 되네 잡아 견제네 자동을 튜브 보안사 아주 슝 게라 첨부지 알아 다 디나라래야 아니디 딩규 틀리에 되베 자동은 남셔야 되소 다 에 도벌을 제지 니주 지 가르래 니주 장아락 주진 니주 제베 예랍라 요아르디네 장아락 주진 니주 제바 이메 티숨 레숨 아서 드리 송송 아래 다 이미네 마셔야기 다지 체마로 두지니 아래 드레 쉬아이
Now this Indian scholar Jambal Drakpa wrote a treatise on a presentation of the root downfalls. There are many different presentations on the root downfalls in the Tanjutra, and they primarily deal with the root downfalls in the Unexcelled Yoga Tantra. Among these different treatises, the one by Jambal Drakpa is considered the most important and authoritative. The third Karmapa, Rangjung Dorje, wrote a treatise on the downfalls called The Ocean of Samaya, in which he discussed the root downfalls of the secret mantra of Vajrayana. And within this, most of his discussion comes directly from Jambal Drakpa, except for maybe a few points here and there. Almost all of his discussion is based upon Jambal Drakpa's. Likewise, Tsongkhapa wrote an explanation of the root downfalls that also is based upon Jambal Drakpa's explanation. There was a great Sakya master named Drakpa Gyaltsen who wrote a treatise called Eliminating Misconceptions About Root Downfalls, in which he said, in which he raised the doubt that perhaps many of the root downfalls discussed in the Tenjir were not actually written by Indian panditas. But most scholars consider Jampal Drakpa's treatise to be valid and authoritative.
Oh, that's the end of the Kharjwe. That's the end of the Kharjwe. That's the end of the Kharjwe. That's the end of Oda kanda dini chene, da dini ma mutu jik gonda chiru shubin da baje dhigme lo samtangdo. Da kanda ra yang, dari jik dorsum gomde chadi, miksegi kashuru da keshamru jik. Nga khasang gondu shubin nashire, ngaan somlo sanga nyamle chedengi, dhulu chadi yobin dhulsane. Di yunzen dene, ji sanga tumzi seade, ene ji be pumbud da buji la. Ene da ji kashwe tame be nushi gyawam. Ene ji denbar dinzin shubu ina, pumbud da buji le tame be nushi gyawam, tame be dinzin rup gyayub ina. Ta kashwe, Tamsiji Gumadabu Kana Tamsi Gumadabu Tendicha Tendu Dushi Gamaduce Dinzin to show you mean that damn busy Sangagi Nidung Chandra was at Rusundo. That they can wish you Rivata, Monizina. And the name Bustane, Digun Zen Dene, or Sangagi Nidung is be Shalas of Shivaras. And the name Bustane, Jerishin Nima. Jisin tu cik sur, ni susu ni tuh jangan biar kau betul sih, kesusu sih cari orang. Cuci pada adik saya, orang dia cik, tudam, zaman tu nama dia cik, singgi, cangju cedan jual, singgi, singgi cangju cedan, cik nama dia orang. Di nama je, ni mah tawar sih, ni kau sih sejauh nangker, sejauh nang, tua dah sejauh dah minjau benci benci, tua dah sejauh gian. 你动开了右边，哒哒哒哒吧，听说跟能够的吧，你动他们就把讲起，那样子听听的，你动三下不得生意没对，下装马车不起，你们都差点不听听，咋能够嘛的？听听就是在车子把那二弟些都听听些话，俺说的不接不接，他干嘛了嘞？别人家管着不接多，但现在干嘛了嘞？俺就跟他好不去了，听听就是啥呢？他刚才南京那么空嘛，那么刺激。 那你就吞噬给娘们，能够啊？这是干什么？吞住给娘们，吞噬给娘们，能够啊？弟弟是干了什么？这个吞噬跟能控了呀？这你懂啥嘞？那把讲些就是啥嘞？那个得不得不休息了？落得不休息？很多人就是啥嘞？第一军阵的呢，他得干什么去了？
We will continue with the discussion of the visualization this afternoon. Now, as I said yesterday, this meditation and recitation, the Vajrasattva practice, is especially important for us. For all of us, we are practitioners of the secret mantra Vajrayana. And so it is important for us to keep the samayas, the secret mantra. As I said yesterday, if we have even a jug, a water jug or a pitcher, and we visualize that and we think of it as an ordinary thing, if we grasp it as being real and consider it to be an ordinary thing, then this is to not see it with pure perception. This is not seeing it as being illusory. And so this is a wrong or a fault in the secret mantra Vajrayana. but this is very difficult for us. And so in that way, it is very important for us to try our best to purify all the faults and downfalls of the secret mantra Vajra Samayana. It is important for us to do this every single day. For example, the Lord Atisha, when he came to Tibet, did not have many possessions, but he did have a stupa made of wood that he brought with him everywhere he went. And everywhere he went, he would perform a confession ritual in front of this and confess all of the wrongs and violations of Samaya that he had done. He would do this because it was considered very important to confess the violations within the time frame of the session that you are in. Because if you don't do them, if you don't confess them immediately, if you don't confess today's and they remain unconfessed until tomorrow, that is not acceptable. So if Atisha felt that he should do this himself every day, then we probably should be doing this every single minute. But it is difficult to do that. And so for that reason, the great masters of the past have talked about doing the practices of the four sessions, doing the confession practice in each of the four sessions. And the reason for this is that it is said that if we are able to apply the antidote for the misdeeds and doubts and within the period of a session, then we will be able to purify them easily. And so for that reason, it is important for us to confess them and purify them each session.
That's the thing that I'm going to do. 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 That's the thing that I'm going to But it is me, Ne Sunday, Yama River does the Yanche Parla, Energy, Gayugi, Energy, Timbandi Kashureta, that Tansigle, Selem, and the Digi Kashureta, Lalok, Tansigle, Selem, the Digi, Takada, Juba, Timameva, Energy, Sergi Timoto, that is Chumber. Taine debelo khasena lo le ta ngaju chi ni ju ma ko shu chi ngar chunyu me ba sa na ba je ju go ta ngar chunyu me de ni ju tab do go a ju chi kama kam sang gi chu gyun dil ya khandar ta pa je shi ma sa na da ju chung ba re ta de yong go ya de zo zo de a ju le lu de tham si ya bo ma so So, The Tuna Chunza Chunza or Cassia, Gage Murray Tonje, and the Digiton and Mazulia. The Digiongua Hurang Yas Tawa Tua Tia, but the Lalo Tanzi, and Chero Tanzi, and the Yavachi Machundi, the Junzan Denta Chundin. The name Yuzane, and the ring arms of Dosis Semicom de Chadi, Tangazu Yatra and Dosis Semicom de Chamada. This young answer, never and never Tony Tony, and Dosis Semicom de Chase. And the Nar, Dri Dusane, Lover to Talo Dusimina, and Gabzi Shamar Mucci, Comboto to Chevre, Dri Dusan, Tinjigi, Lakorang Congeta, Cusina Lolia, that Zabanam that Jig Harsher Dam the Mamuch Homre, Taiman, just someone watching David Nizu Jire, Chojine. Kaldim Miji, God the Karshua, the GDZ those just some time in a run pendor jongo. And it comes in by Shamar Gundi Tambo and Tower singing this song there. Gundi Mabir in the yard. Demba than Joy to Lava Chicang, Lavardo, do you come up comes on Dembalia? Then it got in shadow never than you do Chadiare. Then you start teaching then Dene Tizuki. Zabada Namtala, some Nambaina. And that diggy, Shamarum Zabanam der Chunse Malik Bendrovich and Azu Tonga inia Teleagic Casual Party Mazu Nuene G. Some Tonga Tuber to get your manas Shamara Ugomatizu Lapsing Gurjin and Zitin is or some Nambaina. Did that chick pushing as just some time to the Japan? Indicate the mass on the forgive, understanding, chat over the chick. That did it is yet to me, Abina, and as a chick, Chevy Sus Muni, Choske or Manet. And the English are teaching Zel Dene. And the Tijigi, Yanji, Azuta, Tanzil and Yamcha, Tanzil the same, which you have it some, and digged some alone, Teddy, the time at Tabaches, one summer, Tabachiak, Nunu Tabache, the digit to me. Yachamudnang, Mongolin. Tangent is a national.
Almost all of us gathered here are in the Dharma tradition of the Karmakamsa. And from the first Karmapa Dusum Kempa until the 16th Karmapa Rangjung Rinpoche Dorje, in the teachings of the Kagyu lineage, there was never any tarnish or stain on the Samaya. There is never any blemish on the connection, the Samaya connection between masters and students. It was like a string of gold. But in the last few years, for whatever reason, there have been various situations that have occurred, various obstacles that have occurred in situations and tarnishes on the lineage of the Karmakamsa. And the reason for this is that the samaya between masters and disciples has not been pure. We have not remembered the master of the Lord of the Families, Rangjung Rinpoche Dorje. We do not have not recalled that he is present. We have forgotten that, and because of that, these situations have occurred. There have been some temporary situations that have happened. We've not been able to see past them. We think of them as being important. And then because of that, we've had the blemishes on the samaya connection between the masters and the disciples, between the Dharma friends. And so for that reason, it is important for us to do this Vajrasattva meditation as well as we can. To really see our faults as being faults and to confess them, and thus it is important to do this Vajrasattva practice. Particularly in this past year, when the all-knowing Shama Rinpoche has passed away. He did many different things in his lifetime, and we see them in many different ways, but in one aspect, I think, if we think about it in this way, it is beneficial. We think that from the first all-knowing Shama Rinpoche, Drapa Senge, onward, there have been many incarnations of the Shama Rinpoches who've done amazing things for the benefits of Buddhism in general, and great things, and have been shown great kindness to the teachings of the Karmakamsa lineage in perspective. And so, if we think about their example and their biographies and life stories, then there may be a few things about this Shama Rinpoche that we may think are not that we may think of as not okay. But we don't need to just think about this one. We need to look at the whole line of the shamas and try to forgive and understand. If we are not able to be forgiving and understanding, then there's no point in us pretending to be Dharma practitioners. And so it is important for us we all have a lot of samaya connections, and it is important for us to have the pure perception and try to purify ourselves as much as we can.
That the nigger to Tanzil, Sele Mela, that the nigger Juba, Rimbuche, Kashua, that the digi, Minim Yamba Mela, Chisigibar, Neto, that the digi, Tame Tung, Tuminangua, the Kesumre, that you drew you, Dembaka, you, Dembasadi, Mugugi, Mugugi, that you were to Chadi are the injuries on that Mugugi. Dembo mebeche. Tamsik dembo mebeche hawa yimina. Da tuyen la dembe, dembo nyam suwa da, dembe yun cheb. Jibu cha deyo. Dere yinru samay de tejinu ji tolu ya, sha na de kejumbaru cha deyo are. Deyang, chujen, nruba guni ki. Lama rang, xin zay rong, lokta ma ge na, chilim jugwa yin. Lama kandit zeba na na, lama den sawe shugul la ya. Zebat, another country is Nambi now, Susuine, Lota might give a check. And it's social go out the cargo or sana. That underage Cosway, Pumwe Jansi Lebanon sink. Pumwege method ne Tiju Lindusan, Koran go out the lingo or the Koran Mugu at some kind of Omera. What the Lindusan out to go out the Susu Lenkadu check. Lota might give it to the seven, she loved Julian Jugures. 최저 낭평수임이냐 규랑기 쿨나 담수민계와 최저 낭평수 대대녀를 중빈 당의 교인이 다들 아람 지금 아송삼네 수수 랑교인디 코는 코는 뇌투바를 중부입니다 야 랑교인 가시 랑교인 매삼서로 뇌도 랑교 요하다 가다 교인지 요하다 디 코는 뇌투바를 중부입니다 아니 담수민계와 예수들의 송아들이 인류사 대교사 참여하게 대대신으로 도를 시작해야 돼. 나 개천물을 위해서 이런 정도.
And so it's important that in the future, the teachings of the practice lineage can be just as they were in the past, without any tarnish or any blemish. And so it is important for us to make the aspiration that the teachings of the practice lineage may remain without waning, without declining until the end of time. The Kagyu tradition, the Kagyu teachings are a lineage of devotion. And so if our devotion is not stable, if our samaya is not stable, then in actuality the teachings have weakened, the teachings have been lost. And so it is important for us to understand this. It is as the great master Drukpa Khunle said, no matter what the Lama does, if we do not have wrong views about it, then we have received the blessings. And so no matter what the Guru may do, whatever behavior they may do, we should not have any wrong view about it. We need to remember what it is that we need. We need to be like bees taking nectar from a flower. When the bee visits a flower, the bee only takes the nectar that it needs. It does not take what it does not take. And so we need to be in the same way, and we just need to receive the blessings. Especially when among Dharma friends we have problems that arise, if we accept the fault, blame, and say, oh, I admit it, this problem is mine, this is my fault, I am the one to blame, then there is no fault to the to the Samaya. For it's often the case that the fault is our own, and if we accept that the blame upon ourselves, then there is no breaking the Samaya. So I think that it is important for us to understand this.